In the West Bank, the Palestinian soccer team competed in its highest-profile home game ever yesterday. The Palestinians played to a 1-1 tie with Afghanistan. That was good enough to send them into the second preliminary qualifying round for the 2014 World Cup. The World's Matthew Bell went to the match and found plenty of enthusiasm for the home team.
The Palestinian national soccer team has been competing internationally for more than a decade, but this was its first World Cup qualifier at home. That's what made Sunday's match against Afghanistan an historic day. The national anthem played, flags waved, and the crowd chanted for Palestine. To many people here, it was more than just a soccer game. Jabril Rajoub is a veteran Palestinian official and the head of the Palestinian Football Federation. Standing on the sidelines before the opening kickoff, Rajoub said this is about building a state.
Through sport, through football, we are making our history for the future of our kids, our sons, and our grandsons.
Admission was free. About 7,000 home team fans showed up at Faisal al-Husseini Stadium in Al-Ram, a Palestinian town just north of Jerusalem. A tall concrete wall divides the town from Israel, and it sits just a couple of hundred yards from the stadium. The year 1934 might seem like ancient history, but that's when a previous incarnation of Team Palestine competed for World Cup glory. It was under the British Mandate, and Jews and Arabs played together on the same team. It's a very different time now, says Atallah Najjar. He's editor-in-chief of a magazine called Palestinian Sport. Palestinian people are struggling for a country of their own, he says, and the national soccer team is a symbol of that struggle. Palestine scored the first goal, but Afghanistan never went away, and the visitors answered with a goal in the second half. The Palestinian fans clapped politely, and the game ended in a 1-1 tie. The Afghan coach, Yusuf Kargar, says he wasn't aware of any Afghan supporters in the crowd. Speaking through a translator after the game, Kargar said, "There's a real advantage when playing in front of your own fans," but he went on to thank his Palestinian hosts.
"It's a lovely country, and wherever we go back home, we will tell the people how lovely the country is and how beautiful. There is no fight, and there is peace and love."
For one of the home team players, this trip to the West Bank was an opportunity to visit Palestinian territory for the very first time. Omar Jaroun is a Palestinian-American who grew up in Peachtree, Georgia. He plays professional soccer in Tampa, Florida, and Jaroun said it's a thrill to be part of Palestinian history.
Playing in front of this crowd was unbelievable. They're cheering the whole time. It's just like European football, and they have so much pride, and just awesome to see the you know, just in their face the how happy they are, and it's great. You know, I know these guys, it means more to them than it does to me, and it means a lot to me to play in front of the Palestinians.
By advancing past Afghanistan, Palestine, which is ranked 167th out of 203 World Cup contenders, faces Thailand next. None of the fans I spoke with are talking about a miracle in 2014, not yet, at least. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell, Al-Ram, in the West Bank.